WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A couple of weeks ago, we took a look at clouds and their general formation. And most clouds form in response to upward motion. But did you know that there are some clouds that form as a result of sinking air? That's right. Mammatus clouds are pouch-like cloud structures, an example of clouds in sinking air. Sometimes very ominous in appearance, mammatus clouds are harmless, and they do not mean that a tornado was about to form. That association used to be a commonly held misconception. In fact, mammatus are typically seen after the worst of a thunderstorm has passed. As updrafts carry moisture-rich air to the cloud top, upward momentum is lost and the air begins to spread out horizontally, becoming a part of the anvil cloud. Because of its high concentration of precipitation particles, including ice crystals and water droplets, the saturated air is heavier than the surrounding air and sinks back toward the earth. The temperature of the subsiding air increases as it descends. However, since heat energy is needed to melt and evaporate the precipitation contained within the sinking air, the warming produced by the sinking motion is quickly used up in the evaporation of precipitation particles. If more energy is required for evaporation than is generated by the subsidence, the sinking air will be cooler than surrounding air and will continue to sink. The subsiding air eventually appears below the cloud base as rounded pouch-like structures called mammatus clouds. Mammatus can be relatively long-lived if the sinking air contains large drops and snow crystals, since larger particles require greater amounts of energy for evaporation to occur. Over time, the cloud droplets do eventually evaporate and the mammatus dissolve. Mammatus typically develop on the underside of a thunderstorm's anvil and can be a remarkable sight, especially near sunrise or sunset when sunlight is reflected off of them. So hang around under some thunderstorms with your camera, and you may get some great pictures. If you have a question about the weather, drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.